You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Adam Etz HaSadeh, that the Pasuk is informing us that we have a resemblance to the trees. So now, do you know how tall the date tree is? You never measured it?
It could be 100 feet high.
You never measured date tree? What do you usually measure? Only suits? It's 75 feet, 23 meter. You know that?
No.
Yeah, it's 75 feet. So now, maybe you can help me. So now, when they plant the date seed, how big is it? How what's the size? Say? Like what? 5 millimeter? 1 centimeter?
1 centimeter.
So now, you explain to me, how could it be a 1 centimeter size of the seed turns to 23-meter tree? How does that happen? Is that logical? So now, when the Torah is informing us, by the way, do you know how tall is olive trees? You didn't measure that neither? No? Olive tree, do you know how tall it is? 40 feet. 40 feet. The average of the trees are about 10 to 12 feet. Olive is about 40. Date tree is about 75 feet. So now, how these 1 centimeter seed all of a sudden turns to a 75 huge tree? And not only that, this little seed, how many fruits it gives? How many? How many? Thousands. Thousands. So now here when the Torah is informing us that Ki Ha'adam Etz HaSadeh, Ha'adam Etz HaSadeh, what does that mean? That means many times you might feel you are dry, 1 centimeter, useless seed. What do they usually do with the seed?
They throw it away.
So now, the process is very, very interesting, that you bury it under the ground, and all of a sudden you see almost is?
Nothing, you can't even see.
I know, but if you put a laser down there, a camera.
It integrates.
And it's gone. And then all of a sudden you see, wow, it's alive. It starts growing. And then all of a sudden you see, wow, something's coming out. What happened?
Tehiyat
Ametim.
Exactly.
Yeah, but how did it happen? How did it happen?
It had to be thrown away, put under the ground, go in darkness. Yeah. In order for it
That's like about. It's much deeper than this. You know? Eretz, you know what they call it? Earth. Earth in English actually is Hebrew. Eretz. Eretz is earth. What is Eretz? How do you write Eretz? Aleph, Resh, Tzadi. So now you cut it in half, you get Aleph, Ratz. That means the only way that is useless seed could get life, that you have to have the mentality only and only run after Aleph. That is Ribono Shel Olam. That means your task should be, you know what? I'm just going to run after Hashem. You take this seed, bury it in a bucket of gold, shredded gold, shredded diamond, shredded silver. What's going to happen?
Nothing.
$50,000 bucket of gold, it's not going to do anything. But when you bury it in the ground, why? Because only the earth has the potential to make it grow. And that's what it means. That today, we celebrate in Tu Bishvat. Why? Because We have the potential to be like a etz, a little seed, useless, dry, that it should be thrown in the trash. When you bury it under the ground, that is aleph ratz, that under Ribono Shel Olam, that whatever that his decision, whatever his wishes, we run after it, then all of a sudden you turn to such a beautiful high tree that gives so many fruits. Fruits. And that's what exactly we have to work on. Don't run after other things. Don't waste your time. The only way that you get any result, you get any benefit out of, run after Hashem. That's it. Don't waste your time. Chas v'shalom, don't drain yourself. And then you see all of a sudden, you're going to grow. You have so many fruits. And also the Adama, you know what Adama means? Why we call Adam? Why? Why? Why Adam and Ishon named his son Adam? Because Adam has the message of Adame, Dome. What does Dome means? Likeness. So Adam said, I'm Adam. Why? Because he says, I have to resemble myself to Ribono Shel Olam, to Shamayim. That's why he's called himself Adam. And that's what we need to do. That's how we can bring fruits. Even in a state that is dried out. There's nothing to do. You have to throw it away. But take that, bury it under the ground, you get 75 feet fruit tree. But that's only your intention is, my task is to resemble myself to Ribono Shel Olam, to run after Hashem. That's the Eretz is. Rats, you have to roots, run after Hashem. And you see how the problems, all the bayit is going to go away, b'zad Hashem, and you say, b'alvei, b'sorot tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.